Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, episode 10. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. This is your Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, in which we are bringing you a quick shot of Spanish to help you keep thinking about the language on a regular basis. This is, in fact, the final episode in this first season of our espresso, but don't worry, we'll be back again soon with more. For now, let's get straight on with the episode. Now, as we record this episode of The Espresso, it's the 22nd of December, and this is an interesting day in Spain. It's the day of El Gordo, which literally means the fat one, and it's traditionally the biggest lottery in the year in Spain, El Sorteo de Navidad. By the time this episode goes live, the lottery will have been drawn, and some lucky people in various parts of the country will be celebrating even more than usual this Christmas. This week's photo is of an advert for El Sorteo de Navidad, and that's the official name for El Gordo. However, it is known as El Gordo by most people. El Sorteo de Navidad has been running since 1812, and a ticket for this lottery costs 200 euros. However, it's also possible to purchase un décimo, a tenth of a ticket, and therefore win a tenth of the prize. It's often the case that groups of family members, friends, or work colleagues buy a ticket together, and then share the prize. Si tienen suerte, claro. As usual, if you're listening to this episode on the podcast app of your mobile device, you should be able to see the photo. If not, head over to coffeebreakspanishespresso.com. Let's take a look at the poster. It says, Sorteo de Navidad. Tu cupón ganador puede estar aquí. So let's think about some of the vocabulary here. El sorteo, un sorteo is a raffle or a draw. And that gives us the verb sortear, to raffle. This word is linked to the noun la suerte, meaning luck. And if we think a little about the way in which the words are formed, then we see the O of sorteo or sortear becoming a UE in suerte. Let's think about this because this happens very often in Spanish verbs. Think of the verb poder, meaning to be able to. In the first person singular, that becomes puedo. The O of the infinitive, P-O-D-E-R, becomes a U-E in P-U-E-D-O, puedo, I can. So the same thing happens here. We've got la suerte, using the U-E, and el sorteo, and sortear. And it's all to do with stress. The syllable suerte is obviously stressed on suerte, but in the case of sorteo and sortear, then that first syllable is not stressed. And if it's not stressed, then the O is fine. Sorteo, sortear. But when it is stressed, that particular O in the makeup of these words becomes a U-E. La suerte, tener suerte, to be lucky, literally to have luck. Tengo suerte, I am lucky, I have luck. And un sorteo, a raffle. And sortear, the verb to raffle. Now, the word Navidad obviously means Christmas. El sorteo de Navidad, the Christmas lottery. Un cupón is a coupon or a ticket. And the adjective ganador means winning. We know the verb ganar, to win. And in this case, it becomes an adjective ganador. If it's a feminine word, then ganador becomes ganadora. So we could talk about una receta ganadora, a winning recipe, or una empresa ganadora, la empresa ganadora, the winning company. So, tu cupón ganador puede estar aquí. Literally, your winning coupon or your winning ticket can be here. Of course, if we were translating that into English, we would probably be saying your winning ticket could be here, using a conditional tense. And if that were into Spanish, that could would be, it would be podría, the conditional of the verb poder. Podría, tu cupón ganador, podría estar aquí, it could be here. Perhaps the lottery company is trying to convince the purchasers of these tickets that there is a better chance rather than it could, it can be here. You really can win this lottery. Well, as I said, when this goes live, we'll know who or which areas in Spain the lottery winners are living in. And that's published on the official website. We'll put a link to that in the lesson notes. Okay, so that is a little bit of culture this time about the sorteo de Navidad, but also a little bit of language too, as we looked at the formation of those words. But now it's time for... Subjunctive of the Week! So here we are in our 10th subjunctive of the week. Our listeners must be getting completely perfect with their subjunctives by now. ¿Cómo estás, Fernanda?
Muy bien, ¿y tú, Mark?
Muy bien, para nuestro mini aniversario.
Sí, tenemos que celebrar.
Exacto. Bueno, ¿de qué celebramos hoy? ¿Qué tienes para festejar?
Bueno, para festejar tenemos es bueno que.
Ahí, ¿es bueno que?
Sí. Bueno, entonces la primera oración de la semana es bueno que haya un supermercado por aquí.
Bueno, si quieres, sí. ¿Ah?
Bueno, yo diría un bar, pero bueno. Lo repetimos. Es bueno que haya un supermercado por aquí.
Okay, it's the kind of thing that you may see if you're on holiday and you decide that, oh, it's quite handy to have a supermarket right near here. Es bueno que, claro, significa it's good that or it's a good thing that.
Muy bien. Haya sería el subjuntivo.
De.
Haber.
Mm-hmm. So the verb haber, which we use normally as hay. Sí. Hay un supermercado por aquí. There is a supermarket around here or near here. But in this situation, we have to change the hay to haya.
Muy bien. Haya.
And that's a subjunctive form of hay. Let's hear the phrase again.
Es bueno que haya un supermercado por aquí.
So it's good that there is a supermarket around here, near here.
Excelente.
Perfecto. Muy fácil.
Sí, sí. Y puedes cambiar por cualquier otra cosa.
Ah, claro que sí. Entonces, la segunda oración, por favor.
Es bueno que entiendas cómo se usa el subjuntivo en castellano. Muy importante esta.
Muy importante. Sí. Y después de 10 lecciones, claro. ¿Eh?
Obviamente. Ya lo saben.
A ver, otra vez, por favor.
Es bueno que entiendas cómo se usa el subjuntivo en castellano.
Okay, let's think about this one. Es bueno que.
Sí.
It's good that or it's a good thing that.
Entiendas. Sí, que viene de entender.
Mm-hmm. So entender is the verb to understand. So here it's good that you understand. And that is the subjunctive form of entender. Entiendas is a radical changing verb, so we need to change the I in the middle to IE. Entiendas.
Perfecto. ¿Cómo se usa?
How is used.
Sí.
How one uses.
Buena traducción. El subjuntivo en castellano.
So it's good or it's a good thing that you understand how the subjunctive is used in Spanish.
Perfecto.
¿Cómo se usa? El subjuntivo en castellano.
Excelente.
Bueno, es bueno que nuestros oyentes entiendan cómo se usa el subjuntivo en castellano ahora, ¿no?
Perfecto, Mark. Muy bien.
Bueno, muchas gracias, Fernanda.
Gracias, Mark. Adiós. Subjunctive of the
week. And it was interesting to hear there Fernanda talking about radical changing verbs. Of course, that's exactly what we're referring to when we were looking at poder earlier. Puedo. From the infinitive poder with the O changing to UE, just like in the words sorteo, sortear, and the noun la suerte. Obviously not verbs in that situation, but it's still those vowel sounds changing, depending on the stress of the word. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. It's now time for nuestra cita de la semana, our quotation of the week. And like some other parts of this week's espresso, we're sticking with a bit of a festive theme. And we're looking at a much-cited quotation about Christmas by the newspaper columnist Harlan Miller. This quotation is as follows. Ojalá pudiéramos meter el espíritu de la Navidad en jarros y abrir un jarro cada mes del año. I'll say that again. Ojalá pudiéramos meter el espíritu de la Navidad en jarros y abrir un jarro cada mes del año. So there's a couple of things in here that we need to think about. First of all, this wonderful word, ojalá. Ojalá. Now, this comes originally from the phrase O Allah, as in appealing to Allah. We know that many parts of the Spanish language and indeed Spanish culture have Arabic influences. So if you are appealing to Allah or a god, then it's like saying, I hope to God that such and such is the case. And that's why we need to use a subjunctive, because you don't know if that's the case. You're appealing that that be the case. And ojalá is always followed by a subjunctive. For example, we could say, ojalá que haga buen tiempo. Please let it be good weather. I hope, I really hope that it's good weather. Or I hope to God that it's good weather. This ojalá idea. You can use the ojalá with or without the que. You could say, ojalá haga buen tiempo. Or ojalá que haga buen tiempo. Or another example for this time of year, ojalá que venga el Padre Noel. I hope to goodness that Father Christmas comes. Ojalá que venga el Padre Noel. Now, if only we could, or if only I were, that's slightly different, because you're saying there that I am not, if only I were. If something is less possible, then we need to take it back a stage. And here we're using the imperfect subjunctive. Ojalá pudiéramos. If only we could. It's virtually impossible to do that. If only we could. For example, ojalá estuviera con mi familia este año para Navidades, pero no puedo. If only I could be with my family for this Christmas, but I can't. Ojalá fuera rico. If only I were rich, but I'm not. It's the idea that if only I were something. And our quotation is, ojalá pudiéramos meter el espíritu de la Navidad en jarros. If only we could put the Christmas spirit in jars, el espíritu de la Navidad, the Christmas spirit, en jarros, in jars, y abrir un jarro cada mes del año, and open one jar each month of the year. Now, the original quotation in English is, I wish we could put some of the Christmas spirit in jars and open a jar of it every month. And in Spanish, ojalá pudiéramos meter el espíritu de la Navidad en jarros y abrir un jarro cada mes del año. So that's it for this episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso. And on behalf of the whole team here at Radio Lingua, I would like to wish you felices fiestas, feliz Navidad y feliz Año Nuevo. We'll be back again in 2015 with more Coffee Break Spanish Espresso. And also, we're going to be back with Coffee Break Spanish Season 4. You can find out more about that by heading to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. We hope you've enjoyed this espresso shot of Coffee Break Spanish. However, this has been only a small taste of our full menu of courses available. Whether you're an absolute beginner, getting ready for a trip to a Spanish-speaking country, or you're studying Spanish at an advanced level and want to improve your grammar or increase your range of expression, we have a course for you. To take your Spanish to the next level, head over to coffeebreakspanish.com. Coffee Break Español! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.